This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Rach and Dean, and we are diving into one of many conversations we're having this week about Idaho Hobbit, aren't we, Rach?
We sure are, and we are fabulously joined by the amazing Joe Ball from Switchboard.
Yes, the CEO of Switchboard. Now, 30 years ago on May 17th in 1990, the World Health Organization removed homosexuality from the classification of diseases and related health problems, and Idaho Hobbit, the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Interphobia and Transphobia, celebrates LGBTIQ people globally and raises awareness for the work still needed to support our communities. Switchboard is always supporting our communities in such a massive way, and we've got Joe now on the line to talk about their Staying Well Together event that's happening virtually this Friday from 12. Hi Joe, how are you?
Hi Dean, I'm so happy to be here on Joy again. I love Joy.
Oh, we love having you here. Now, it's been a rough time for so many people. How has everyone at Switchboard been handling the situation? I'm sure there's been lots of calls coming through from members of the community that are anxious and concerned.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at a rough estimate, 95% of people call about COVID-19.
Yeah.
Or it makes up some of all of the phone conversation they have with us. That's to be expected, isn't it? I think, you know, one of the things we say about this time, and it's quite clear, is that, you know, a lot of the people in our community had already pre-existing issues or concerns, particularly our callers and the people who contact our service. And COVID-19 has just been something that's overlaid over the top of that and made people who are in poverty or having a hard time or anxious or depressed just that little bit harder, in some cases a whole lot harder.
Now, Idaho Hobbit's always a really big day for our communities in so many different ways, and it's celebrated in lots of different ways as well. So this year, all of you at Switchboard are getting together and doing a Staying Well Together virtual event. Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, we're really excited about this event. We've got two amazing speakers. One is Ilan Mayer and the other is T. Uglo. Now, these two speakers are, you know, giants in their own right. Ilan lives in LA, so he'll be coming from us from the other side of the world, and we'll definitely be hearing from him about what's happening in America. But he'll also be talking more generally to the idea. He's the author, for those who have heard this theory before, he's the author of the theory Minority Stress. And so he comes with a wealth of knowledge.
Can I ask, I haven't heard what that theory is. What is that theory?
Yeah, it's about the idea that if you form a part of a minority, and he's talking about LGBTI people, is that the everyday stresses and strains of your life, it's like a social understanding of oppression, that, you know, that the unwellness that we feel is part of, it's not because of some dysfunction within ourselves, which is very appropriate for Idaho Hobbit, but it's actually about the conditions, the external conditions of the world, like oppression, homophobia, poverty, transphobia, intersexism, biphobia, transphobia, all those things, you know, they're the things that actually make us unwell. We're not born unwell.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, he comes from that, you know, he put together a theory around that called minority stress.
Wow.
And so, right. I mean, he'll be, yeah, so it's a really great conversation to be having with him. And then he'll be in conversation with me and T. Uglo. And T is, you know, quite an incredible person, works for Google Labs, you know, speaks around the world, is a transgender advocate and activist. And if you ever get a chance to sort of look at, you know, sort of go onto YouTube and look up T. Uglo, T-A-U-G-L-O, and follow her work, it's quite incredible. And she's an amazing public speaker, and I think she has a lot to say about, you know, her field is creativity and design. And I think that in this new world where we've all had to go online, she's going to have a lot to offer about, like, you know, the new world that is to come, I guess.
I think one of the things that's great is the number of virtual events that we're seeing, especially for Idaho Hobbit. Mm-hmm. But also, I mean, you guys have just shown a prime example how you're able to reach across borders to other important people in other organisations, and we cannot just talk about their work or cite it in a document, but actually have them be a part of a conversation that'll influence and affect us here in Australia. So I think that's really fantastic of the whole Switchboard team for putting this together.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing about this period, isn't it, is that it's important to understand that although it's, you know, it's affecting a lot of people in really negative ways, like unemployment, and fear and anxiety and concern, there is another side to that, and that is that, you know, it's really disruptive to our everyday lives. And before this period, a lot of queer people weren't that happy with the way things were. So we don't want things to go back exactly the way they were. We want to take forward some of the things that have been really positive about this time, which is online events, which are so, you know, that's so important for so many people. It's important for parents. It's important for people with disabilities. Mm. It's a huge access issue. I mean, for us at Switchboard, we're going to be, you know, doing a lot more online events, no matter what the conditions are.
Yeah. I'm the same. I'm exactly the same.
It's amazing that we're able to have these accessible events. So this one that is coming up on Friday, the Staying Well Together event, is this an event that the people watching will be able to get involved in, or is it kind of like watching a television show? Is it going to be interactive or more non-interactive?
Look, I mean, there's going to be, you know, a chat function within it, and we really encourage people to talk to each other and talk about the content. But, you know, I guess so far we've got over 100 people that are coming to the event. So it won't be like a full-blown open discussion.
Yeah.
And we're also live streaming to Facebook from our Facebook account. So, you know, we're going to have a moderated conversation. We'll have Switchboard staff there, you know, being part of the chat on both Facebook and Zoom. And so there will be an opportunity for people to ask questions, interact with each other and discuss the content. So there's a level of interactive. And then at the end, we're going to have Mama Alto putting on a performance.
Oh, wonderful.
And speaking, she's going to be actually taking opportunity to thank Switchboard, you know, and I think that's lovely because, you know, it's really important to understand the people who are sitting on the phones at the moment, you know, they're essential workers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those phone workers, you know, at the moment we don't have, you know, they're going into the office, into a phone room, because that's how the service has always been delivered and it's how it's being delivered safely now. And, you know, they're putting themselves on the line to do that work, to travel in and expose themselves a little bit more than everyone else is staying at home. So for her to take a moment to thank those people doing that and to thank the work at Switchboard and to thank everyone who's doing great stuff during this time. So I think we're going to end on that high, right, of gratitude and you know, so we'll be starting off with some, you know, hard-hitting, you know, conversation, but we'll definitely be rounding off towards, like, you know, thanking each other and coming into community in a kindness spirit.
Yeah, well, and what a wonderful person to do it, such as Mama Alto, who is a huge supporter of so many in our communities and has been a huge supporter and advocate for Switchboard as well. Like, Mama's, you know, always reminding people that you guys are there and what you do, and I think that's so wonderful in the many different ways that Mama does that. Now, this event, Staying Well Together, is Switchboard celebrating Ida Hobbit, and it's happening this Friday at between 12 and 2 p.m. But it is really important that you register your free spot. Now, we've put the link up on our social media so that, or you can go to the event on Switchboard's Facebook page or on their website, switchboard.org.au, so that you can register a space for yourself as a part of the event. And even then you can look at it on Facebook and be involved in the chat and conversation. And I think it's really wonderful for us to be able to still connect as parts of our communities, because we can all feel very isolated and use these conversations and this space to connect. And I think it's great, Joe, that you got all of you at Switchboard have put this event on. I think it's really wonderful. And I just want to encourage everyone, if you're feeling isolated or lonely or just need someone to talk to, just as Joe just said, the team at Switchboard are essential workers. They have been for years, and the difference they make, just having that place and touchstone in our community and speaking to someone who understands, who gets it and who can help you and be there for you is so important. So if you need that support, please do reach out to Switchboard on their phone line or on their online chat, because it's really important to do so.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's our message during the time. Our event is called Staying Well Together, but actually that's what we all need to do is, you know, it's not about individual self-care. It's about collective self-care, looking after yourselves and others. And that's the message we want to send this Ida Hobbit is, you know, whether it's, you know, here in Melbourne, but throughout Australia and throughout the world, we need to look out for each other and, as we've called it, stay well together.
And we certainly will, Jo. Thank you so much for joining us today on the show and just for sharing what the event's about. I'm going to be sitting on my computer at home or wherever I'm going to be on Friday, being a part of it. And thank you to the whole team at Switchboard for making it happen.
Yeah, send our heartfelt gratitude to your team as well from us here at Joy.
I will. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you for having us on the show.
Our pleasure.
Thanks, Jo.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
COVID-19 is not a sexually transmitted infection, but it can definitely be transmitted through almost all sexual contact. For the first time ever, Thorn Harbour Health are telling us not to have casual sex because the risk of picking up this infection is so significant. Come on, I'm sure we can all find innovative ways to keep our sexy friends sexy while keeping our physical distance. Get off online, explore sex toys, or you know what, connect on camera. This won't be forever, but it will save lives now. Protect yourself, protect each other. Thornharbour.org/COVID-19 for more info. Joy sponsor.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.